Oh, hello everyone. Welcome to A Plus English. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Mike. And Angeline, I have to say I've noticed, and I think many of you out there have noticed, that you look very busy. Normally when we do this, you don't have books in your hand, you're looking at the camera, paying attention, but now it seems like you're very busy, you're very preoccupied, you have a lot on your mind. What's going on?
I'm sorry, guys. I have to study for this test I have tomorrow. I'm so nervous. It's an important test.
Yeah, well, it must be. What's the test about?
Oh, it's the final exam for my Mandarin class.
Ooh,
you know how I'm learning Mandarin?
Sure, that's very Pen Hao.
I'm trying to remember the word, like apple. What is it?
Okay.
Pingo or something.
Penguin, something like that.
I can't remember any of these words.
Hmm.
You know what? I wish I could go back in time. I should have started studying earlier for this test. Seriously, how am I going to memorize all these words? There's like 100 of them.
Well, yes, you should have started studying earlier, but it's funny that you mentioned going back in time. So you're thinking if you could travel in time, you could go back and get more time to study, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's your lucky day.
What?
You should bless yourself for meeting me today because I have just the solution to your problem. I have the answer to all of your confusion.
You have either the test or do you have a time machine?
That's what I have. I have a time machine.
Yeah, right.
No, I do. It's true. I got it on the internet.
On the internet.
It must be true if it's on the internet.
Okay, show me this time machine.
Are you ready?
Yes.
It's going to kind of blow you away.
Okay, show me.
All right, here we go. Ta-da! It's a time machine cowboy hat.
It's just a hat.
I bought it from a man in North Korea.
Okay.
Yep, he says it worked for him. He met Napoleon, Julius Caesar, Marilyn Monroe, all the most famous people in history.
With
his cowboy hat time machine.
Okay, so is it going to work? Do you want me to try it out?
It's definitely going to work. We can't really show it on TV because everyone will want one, so we'll take a break. I'll show you the time machine, and then we'll be back to talk about our article.
Okay.
Sound good?
Okay, sure.
All right. Time travel. The journey begins.
Shia and Roxy are in their uncle's house.
Wow! Uncle Andrew has some cool things.
What's that thing over there?
It looks like something from a movie. It says, Time Machine.
It can't be real. Time travel is impossible.
Yeah, but it would be fun. What happens if I pull this?
The machine starts to make a loud noise.
What's happening?
Oops.
The machine travels in time.
Roxy, we're not in Uncle Andrew's house anymore.
Well, where are we? Or when are we?
We're in the time of the Maya people, I think.
How do you know?
Look at that temple. Maya temples were on platforms, most often on pyramids.
Roxy and Shia look around the Maya city.
Word power!
Cool. Cool. All my friends are wearing this cool hat. All my friends are wearing this cool hat. Machine. Machine. Troy put the dirty clothes in the washing machine. Troy put the dirty clothes in the washing machine. Loud. Loud. Stop making that loud noise or I'll call mom. Stop making that loud noise or I'll call mom. Temple. Temple. Many people go to the temples to pray during Chinese New Year. Many people go to the temples to pray during Chinese New Year.
Okay, so what's going on in our story? By the way, how was your trip through time with my fantastic cowboy time machine?
It didn't work.
What?
It didn't work.
Like,
I'm still here.
It didn't work.
I want to be back 3 days or a week back.
I sent 500 NT to the guy in North Korea. What do you mean it didn't work?
Okay, well, maybe we can try it later.
Man, I gotta go take care of my credit card. Ah, what a lot of trouble. All right, anyways, let's talk about our article. It didn't work?
No, it didn't.
So disappointed. The article says, Shia and Roxy are in their uncle's house.
Huh, okay. So, Roxy starts off the conversation, okay? She says, wow, Uncle Andrew has some cool things. Mm. So, here we see our first word power word for today, cool. C-O-O-L. Cool. Let's find out more about this adjective. The word again is cool. If something is cool, it's interesting, it's stylish, and many people approve of it, or they like it and think it's cool. Some people might think it's cool to dye your hair different colors, like purple and blue and pink. Here's an example sentence. All my friends are wearing this cool hat. All my friends are wearing this cool hat.
And then Roxy's friend Shia says, what's that thing over there? So he's noticed something, but he doesn't know what it is. So that's why he says, that thing. What's that thing over there? In other words, what is it?
Okay, so Roxy sees what Shia's looking at, and she kind of guesses what it is. She's like, it looks like something from a movie.
Hmm, interesting. So it's not the kind of normal thing you'd expect to see in someone's home. And then Roxy goes closer. She examines it or looks at it more carefully. And she says that it says, the thing says, time machine. That's what it says on the side of it. It says, time machine. Very, very interesting. I wonder if it's a pink cowboy hat.
Probably not.
Probably not.
No.
But machine is definitely our next word power word. It's spelled M-A-C-H-I-N-E. Machine. M-A-C-H-I-N-E. And yes, machine is a word power word, and machines are great and useful things. Machines are made by people. They have working parts in them. They might be powered by electricity or by gas or some other source of power or energy. And machines are made to do our work, but to do it faster and more efficiently. From a simple machine that you might use to move water up a hill, as they did in ancient times, to the most modern machines, spaceships and jet airplanes and even little smartphones, these are all machines. They're all things that are made, that are powered, and that do jobs for us humans. For example, Troy put the dirty clothes in the washing machine. Troy put the dirty clothes in the washing machine. So Shia is surprised to see a time machine. I would be too.
And he says it can't be real.
Right.
He doesn't believe this.
You see them in movies, but not in real life, right?
And then he says time travel is impossible.
There you go.
So we have two words to learn in this sentence. Mike, would you like to help us?
Sure.
Define or tell us the meaning. What travel? Travel as a noun. What
does
that mean?
Yes, well, that's a very good point there, because we are using travel here as a noun, not as a verb. To travel is to go somewhere. So you might travel to school by bus every morning. But travel as a noun is basically talking about when we go places, when we like to travel for our holidays, you know, something like that. And travel is one of many people's favorite activities to do when they have free time. They like world travel, they might like local travel, they might like travel with their friends. And we can also talk about people traveling both as a verb and as a noun. It's a good thing to remember. And we had another word there, didn't
we? Yes, the other word was impossible.
Mm.
So if we remove the letters I and M in the beginning of impossible,
okay,
you'll see the word possible.
Possible.
And
right.
If something is possible, it can be done.
Right.
If something is impossible, it cannot be done.
Oh, okay. So if it's impossible, it's not something that anyone can do, except maybe in the movies.
Maybe.
All right, back in the article, Roxy says, yeah, she agrees, yeah, time travel is impossible. But It would be fun. Yes, it would.
It would. Just like me, I want to travel back in time.
That'd be fascinating.
Okay, then Roxy says this. She says, what happens if I pull this?
Uh-oh.
So she's going to pull something.
She's going to pull something on the machine, a button, a knob, a lever, something like that. She pulls it, and then we read that the machine starts to make a loud noise. Loud noises!
Ooh.
This is not good. Maybe this time travel machine really is a working time travel machine, or maybe it just makes loud noises. We don't know. But we do know that loud is a word, power word. It's spelled L-O-U-D. It's an adjective, and it's loud. L-O-U-D. When we describe things as being loud, that means they have a high volume. They make a lot of noise. Loud and noisy, N-O-I-S-Y, are very similar. You might like loud music, but your parents might not. If people are talking, that's okay, but if they're talking loudly or at a loud volume inside the library, that would definitely not be okay. As you see, I mentioned there, loudly, that's the adverb. So we might speak loudly, or the music, that thing, it's loud. It's making a lot of noise. For example, stop making that loud noise or I'll call mom. Stop making that loud noise or I'll call mom.
So the machine makes a loud noise. And Shia is surprised by this.
Okay?
So he says, what's happening?
Okay. So he doesn't understand what's going on. He says, what's happening? And Roxy, well, she says something that you say when you've just made a mistake. She says, oops.
She probably shouldn't have pulled that handle.
Yeah, don't pull handles on time machines you don't understand.
No. Next, the scenario says, the machine travels in time.
You're kidding.
No.
You're kidding. That's so cool. I'm so jealous.
I know. Ah. I want that machine too.
Me too.
Well, it says, so we see the word travel again.
Right.
But this time it's being used as a verb.
The machine, it travels.
Right.
That's right. Exactly.
So, and you already explained that, right? To
travel
means to go on a trip.
That's right. And Shia says, Roxy, we're not in Uncle Andrew's house anymore. So he's looking around and he notices that their environment, the place they are, it's different. It's changed somehow through magic or time-traveling science. They've gone to another place.
Okay, so Roxy notices this. She notices this too. And she says, well, where are we? Or when are we?
When are we? In
other
words, what time are we in? Never mind what place are we in? And Shia's looking around. He's obviously a smart guy. He's paid attention in history class. And he says, we're in the time of the Maya people, I think. Wow, the Maya people, that's like ancient Mexico.
How long ago was that?
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago.
Okay. So Roxy is curious that Shia knows this. Okay. She's like, she asks him, how do you know? How do you know that we're in the Maya period?
He's a smart guy. Well, Shia is a smart guy, and he's using his eyes and his brain to try to figure things out, which is a good thing to do. And he says, look at that temple. So he points to a temple. And he says, look at that temple. He's using that as sort of an example of what he's thinking, why he's thinking there in the Mayan times, because of the temple. T-E-M-P-L-E. It's a noun. Temple. T-E-M-P-L-E. Temple, well, this word is very similar to the word church. It's a holy place. It's a place you will go to communicate with God, to pray, to give an offering, to do things like that. There are many famous Buddhist temples and Taoist temples around Taiwan. And, of course, people of other religions go to temples or churches to pray as well. For example, many people go to the temples to pray during Chinese New Year. Many people go to the temples to pray during Chinese New Year. They do their bye-bye.
Shia then explains Maya temples were on platforms, most often on pyramids.
Yeah.
So a platform is a raised surface, which means it's higher than the ground.
Absolutely right. And a pyramid, well, a pyramid is basically a triangular building. Mm-hmm. If you've ever been to Egypt or know the three big pyramids there, that's what we're talking about. So what does the scenario tell us then? What happens then?
Well, Roxy and Shia, they look around the Maya city.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So they really have traveled through time. They're
apparently
in the mysterious capital of the Mayan people. How exciting is that? I hope they don't get turned into human sacrifices. Because that wouldn't be fun. All right, we'll be back with our little closing wrap-up, and then we'll be finished for today. But don't go away, because the wrap-up is next.
Wait for it. It's review time.
Mike.
Yes.
I really need to travel back in time.
You know, don't bother me right now. I'm trying to fix my lousy North Korean time machine. I'm trying to fix it for you. I understand you have this test coming up, but you can't travel back in time with just a broken disco cowboy hat.
So
I need to make it into a working time machine, and I'm doing that now, if you would just not interrupt me. Can you pass me that clock?
The clock? Okay,
yes.
What do you need this clock for?
Actually, no, it's not a clock. Don't call it a clock. It is a time selector. It's a time selector.
What is a time selector?
It selects the time.
That I want to go back?
Yeah, it's like a clock.
Okay.
But it's not a clock. It's a time selector.
A time selector.
That's
okay.
Right, yes.
Do you think you'll need this?
No.
I
need that for breakfast. I'm going to cook some eggs.
You're...
It's not for the time machine.
No,
it's
okay.
A kitchen tool. What are you, crazy? Kitchen tools on my time machine. And the poop stick. Well, I'm not sure what we're going to do with the poop stick, but I figure if you travel in time, you might meet some ancient peoples, and having a poop on a long stick, they would think you're a goddess. So you should just keep that for yourself.
Okay.
Okay, now you can see here that we have the time selector.
Okay.
Here's your communicator device, and this will give you really good cell phone reception when you're in the basement.
Do I need a cell phone?
Well, yeah. How are you going to call me back and tell me what's going on in the past?
Okay, well...
Are you ready to go?
Okay.
I've spent minutes making this.
Okay,
minutes.
I'm ready.
5 minutes it took me to make this, so don't waste my time, okay?
I'm ready.
All right. She's going to put it on. We don't know what's going to happen. You might not want to watch this because it could get very ugly very soon, but I think it looks pretty good. What do you guys think? Even if it doesn't work, we should sell this in Paris.
Do you think so?
I think it's going to be great, and I'm sure it will work. We'll see you all in the future, in the past. Or maybe both. Bye-bye!
Time travel. The journey begins.
Shia and Roxy are in their uncle's house.
Wow! Uncle Andrew has some cool things.
What's that thing over there?
It looks like something from a movie. It says, Time Machine.
It can't be real. Time travel is impossible.
Yeah, but it would be fun. What happens if I pull this?
The machine starts to make a loud noise.
What's happening?
Oops.
The machine travels in time.
Roxy, we're not in Uncle Andrew's house anymore.
Well, where are we? Or when are we?
We're in the time of the Maya people, I think.
How do you know?
Look at that temple. Maya temples were on platforms, most often on pyramids.
Roxy and Shia look around the Maya city. Cool. Cool. All my friends are wearing this cool hat. All my friends are wearing this cool hat. Machine. Machine. Troy put the dirty clothes in the washing machine. Troy put the dirty clothes in the washing machine. Loud. Loud. Stop making that loud noise. Or I'll call Mom. Stop making that loud noise, or I'll call Mom.
Temple. Temple. Many people go to the temples to pray during Chinese New Year. Many people go to the temples to pray during Chinese New Year.